In Persian Gulf states from Kuwait to Oman, there are signs of a U.S. military buildup. Officials in both the U.S. and the Gulf are downplaying speculation that America is gearing up for an invasion of Iraq. But over the weekend, the head of the U.S. Central Command, which oversees American operations in the region, confirmed that military preparedness is being stepped up. From Kuwait City, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
For the past few months, Kuwait has witnessed the arrival of a steady stream of U.S. military equipment, and more is on the way, according to the Pentagon. In Qatar, the El Udeid Air Base, where a few thousand U.S. troops are stationed, is rapidly being expanded. There are also reports that additional troops have been sent to Bahrain, home to the Navy's Fifth Fleet. At a press conference in Kuwait over the weekend, the head of U.S. Central Command, General Tommy Franks, acknowledged that the U.S. military is busier than usual in the region.
We have increased the amount of training that we do with forces of friendly nations in the region, and I would anticipate that we continue to do that.
Nearly 10,000 U.S. troops are based in Kuwait, where U.S. military exercises have been held near the Iraqi border for the past month. In November, Central Command will move some 600 staff and command and control facilities from their base in Florida to Qatar for a three-week military exercise. General Franks, who met with CENTCOM officers as well as Gulf leaders in the region, says no decision has been made to go to war with Iraq, but he says his troops are ready.
We're prepared to undertake whatever activities and whatever actions we may be directed to take by our nation.
U.S. bases from Kuwait to Oman would most likely play key roles, but Arab leaders in the region have all said publicly that they oppose a U.S. strike on Iraq. Now, Gulf leaders are being pressed by the local media to explain what they would do if the U.S. goes ahead with an attack without U.N. authority. In a recent speech in Washington, Qatar's foreign minister was noncommittal when asked if his country could be used as a launch pad by the U.S. Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim Al Thani.
The United States doesn't ask us up till now for any support or any permission for an attack from Qatar to the Iraqis. And if they ask us, we will look at this seriously. But at the moment, there is no decision because there is nobody ask us about this.
Still, Qatar has placed no restrictions on the expansion of El Udeid, and the base is emerging as a possible headquarters for a war, given Saudi Arabia's decision to forbid a unilateral U.S. attack on Iraq from its air bases. At the same time, Qatar has been careful to maintain ties with Iraq. Its foreign minister visited Baghdad in August and urged a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Shafiq Ghabra, head of the Center for Strategic and Future Studies at Kuwait University, says small Gulf states like Qatar have to be sensitive to Arab public opinion.
Survival is not easy. They end up trying to survive by trying to be as political as they can and yet be faithful to their friendships.
Among their closest friends is the United States. Most Gulf countries have signed military agreements with Washington, viewed as the guarantor of stability in an unstable region. Bahrain has hosted a U.S. naval presence since 1950 and says it's deeply committed to its U.S. relationship. Still, Abdulaziz Mubarak Al Khalifa, an assistant undersecretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says Bahrain is uneasy about the role it might be asked to play if Iraq is attacked.
It's one thing to honor commitment when your friend is in need, but to initiate a first attack and to go to war with another country, now I don't know whether that comes within commitments, you know.
Bahraini youth began publicly challenging the American military presence after violent anti-American and anti-Israeli demonstrations last spring during Israel's West Bank invasion. Even in Qatar, where there is little political activism, some, like this 24-year-old who would not give his name, question the wisdom of the growing U.S. presence. You know bin Laden and the Islamists, he says. The bases here will make Qatar a focus of their anger and Saddam's as well. Still, few doubt that the U.S. will ultimately have full access to these bases in the event of a war. Kuwait University professor Shafiq Ghabra says some Gulf countries may privately support a U.S. invasion, but he says it would be foolish of them to state their position now. Ghabra says that until the U.S. decides whether or not to launch a war on Iraq, there's no need for Gulf leaders to stick their necks out. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Kuwait City.